The Final Four of men's basketball tips off tomorrow in New Orleans. University of Louisville plays University of Kentucky. Kansas plays Ohio State. NPR's Mike Pesca will be at those games, as he's been during the tournament thus far. Good morning, Mike.
Hi.
So now this is a list of blue chip schools. They've won 13 between them all NCAA basketball titles and appeared in 49 Final Fours. How much will experience count?
I think strangely not a lot, at least when you're talking about the players. You know, the coaches certainly have been there. All the coaches have appeared in Final Fours before, and Rick Pitino has won a title, and Bill Self of Kansas has won a title. But these players are freshmen, sometimes sophomores, and they have blinders on, and, you know, that can be a good thing. Rick Pitino and John Calipari have both said much has been made about the game that we're going to play on Saturday. It's an in-state rivalry being played on a national stage, but our players don't actually come from Kentucky or come from Louisville, so they don't know about this, and that actually could be an asset. Just play the game of basketball and forget about, you know, this blood feud that's been going on for 50 years.
Okay, let's talk about this Kentucky team. They've been so dominant during the tournament. What do you think? Can they be stopped?
They have been absolutely dominant. Coming in, I think people knew that Kentucky was the best team, but they didn't realize how good they were. They're great on offense, and they're spectacular on defense. They, you know, can score 100 as they have in this tournament, and yet they hold opponents to 59.5 points a game. That was their average during the regular season. So the odd thing is that if you took all the three possible opponents against Kentucky, I would say that Louisville would have, in Las Vegas, the biggest point spread or the longest odds to beat them. And people would say Louisville is the fourth best team in the Final Four. And yet, I think of the teams, if there is one with a chance, it is Louisville, just because Rick Pitino is a really smart coach and a really good tactician. And if someone's going to beat Kentucky, I don't think you do it with athleticism. I think you can possibly outwit and confuse them. You know what? It probably won't work. But if it will, I think Rick Pitino is the guy to do it.
Okay, talk to us about Kansas-Ohio State. What about that matchup?
Great players in this game. Their best player is Jared Sullinger, who is 6'10 and bruising, yet he's not a big dunker or a high flyer, great at jump shots. Kansas has actually overachieved. They have very good players, you know, and tons of schools would trade their rosters for Kansas. It just goes to show you what a good job their coach Bill Self has done, always does. This will be a good game. Even though it's kind of being regarded as the undercard, it is the later game, and it'll be a really good one.
And Mike, going into the weekend, and you've been to many, many games so far, what has impressed you most about this tournament?
Yeah, I think I counted. I've been to 18 games. And, you know, it's not the quality of play. There have been a lot of missed shots. There hasn't been a buzzer beater. There hasn't maybe been the transcendent moment where one guy scored 35 or 40 points. But what there has been and what there always is in college basketball is emotion. And I think that's what brings people back to college basketball. Yeah, the bands and the hoopla and the adherence to one's alma mater, that's all true. But because it's a one-and-done situation, not a long series, and because these are kids who might never get a chance to be on the national stage, there's a lot of crying at the end, there's a lot of hugging during victory, and I think that is the hook and will continue to be the hook for this NCAA tournament.
Mike, thanks very much.
You're welcome.
NPR's Mike Pesca.